So today is the holy disappearance days of Srila Gadadhar Pandit, one of the members of our Panchatattva, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who's sometimes described as the seventh Goswami. So by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, I will try to say a few things about these two glorious personalities, although I have no qualification whatsoever. But if the Vaishnavas will have mercy on me, I will try to say something about these two grand personalities. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Svapadandikam Adadanastranandantai Ridham Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasiddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktyakam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gora Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Barayate. I guess because we're close to the speaker now, anyway. Manjakalpatrubhyascha kripasindubhyascha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So today is the holy disappearance day of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. He is a member of the Panchatattva, we see on the altar, and should be on the altar of all temples of ISKCON. I've seen some temples they don't have, but we're only worshipping the Lord by the mercy of the Panchatattva. So in the middle, of course, we have Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's not an avatar. He's avatari. He's the most, he's the source of all the avatars. Just like I remember one time, we had been waiting for a long time for Prabhupada to come back to the States for initiations. So my second initiation was due and my wife's first initiation was due. But she had been a devotee for quite some time because every time Prabhupada said, don't bother to waste money sending the beads. Just imagine. Now we fly around the world like money is water. But Prabhupada was afraid to waste the money for sending the beads. I'm coming. But another program would come, and another program would come. Everywhere in India, everybody was inviting Prabhupada to some program. So finally he came. So then the question came up that I was taking Brahmin initiation, and my wife was taking first. But Prabhupada said the wife should follow the husband, so she should also get Brahmin initiation. Then there was a few others who'd been devotees who'd been in the temple of Bhaktas for so long. So Prabhupada told them, bring them up to my room, I will question them. So the first question was, who is Krishna? And the first devotee said, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, all right, you can take second initiation. Second question was, who is Lord Chaitanya? And second devotee said, he's the most munificent avatar of Sri Krishna. And Prabhupada said, no. He's Sri Krishna himself. He said, all right, you can take initiation. I don't remember the other questions, but like that. So Prabhupada pointed out that Lord Chaitanya is not avatar, but he's avatari, the person from whom all the avatars appear. So it says, Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam, Swayam Krishna, Bhakta Rupa, Swarupakam, So he always appears with his expansion. That is Lord Balaram appearing as Lord Nityananda. Then his Bhaktavataram, next is Lord Advaita, whose incarnation, some say Mahavishnu, some say Sadashiv. He's a very mysterious fellow. So these two are on this side of the Panchatattva. The other side, Bhakta Shaktikam. The energy, although the energy and energetic are non-different, still the energy comes from the energetic. So we find Gadadhar Pandit, he's described as incarnation of Radharani, but he's energy of the Lord. Then Bhaktavataram, then we have the incarnation of devotee. That is our Srivas Pandit, who we know is none other than Nard Muni. But we see that in Lord Chaitanya's incarnation, in the beginning of the first 14 verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita are very important. You should try to learn these. But there it describes that Lord Chaitanya appeared to relish. What is the position of Srimati Radharani? Because Krishna, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So he can't experience what is it like to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What does Radharani feel? What is the ecstasy? What is her what is the bhav? Radha bhava duti suvalitam nomi Krishna. So he's Krishna, but he's come to understand Radha bhav. So he's in the mood, bhav of Radharani. So we know Radharani, she's mama, left winger, always a little feisty. It's like Chandravali's a right winger, a little more submissive. Although Krishna has just enjoyed with Radharani, so he's gone now to the kunj of Chandravali. He keeps saying, "Hey Radhe," in his lost in that bhav of relishing Srimati Radharani's association, he keeps addressing Chandravali as Radhe, but she doesn't. She's angry, but she doesn't show anything. But oh my goodness, if in front of Radha, Krishna shows some favor to some other, then she becomes very angry. But now Krishna himself has taken on the bhav of Radharani, so Radharani can't appear in her as herself. Otherwise, how Krishna will relish? So Gadadhar Pandit is very interesting. He's the incarnation of Radharani, but he's without. He's like an empty Radha. He's very submissive. He's not. She's trying to assist her Lord in relishing the position of Radharani, so she doesn't have that same bhav. This is Gadadhar. He's very interesting to understand. So Gadadhar Pandit, he also appeared in Mayapur probably 1 year later than after Mahaprabhu's appearance. After Nimai's appearance. And from the very beginning of their childhood, they became very good friends. And practically, you could never separate them. They're always together. They were very difficult to separate. Just like in Spanish, we say like uña and mugre. Uña means the nail, and ugre means, just a horrible word, ugre, means the crud underneath the nail. They stick together like uña and mugre. Even they went to the same school of Gangadas Pandit's Tol. They went to the same school together. They had many wonderful pastimes together. Then finally, after returning from Gaya and receiving initiation from Ishvar Puri, giving up his panditya, he was a great pandit, and defeating everyone. And all the others, Vaishnavas, Gadadhar, Advaita, Srivas, they were all lamenting, if this guy would become a Vaishnava, it would be wonderful. The Mahaprabhu hinted to them, I will become such a Vaishnava, you will be astonished. So he came back from Gaya completely changed. He gave up all of his dry mental speculation. Now he's explaining everything in relation to Krishna. Even there's a grammar, Namamrita grammar, that Jiva Goswami has composed, where he describes everything is in relation to Krishna. He was completely changed. So then he started the nocturnal kirtans in the house of Srivas, and Advaita was also there. And they had so many incredible pastimes. Finally, we know Nimai decided to take sannyas. And he went to Jagannath Puri. Only Gadadhar was allowed to come. Gadadhar couldn't bear the separation. So he came. Everyone else would come for Chaturmasya. They would come with Shivananda Sen to Puri every year for Rath Yatra, and then they would return. But Gadadhar, he stayed there. And there was a garden just near the Chatak Parvat. Beautiful garden was there. And it was filled with tota trees. I'm not sure what is a tota tree. But anyway, these tota trees there. So Mahaprabhu was sitting in that garden one day. He scratched the surface of the earth. And suddenly he revealed the top knot of some deity. And then all the devotees came and they excavated, and out came this astounding deity of Gopinath. So because he came from that garden of tota trees, he was known as Tota Gopinath. And Mahaprabhu handed over the worship of Tota Gopinath to Gadadhar Pandit. And he worshipped him very, very devotedly. When Mahaprabhu left to go to Vrindavan, although Gadadhar had taken Kshetra Sannyas, he was never going to leave Puri, he was never going to leave his service of Gopinath. He followed Mahaprabhu all the way up to the border. When Mahaprabhu was going across in the boat, he forbid him that you have to stay, and Gadadhar fainted. You may have seen the picture in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu sitting in the boat and he's motioning to the devotees to take Gadadhar Pandit back. That was me. I was president of Portland Temple, and I came down to L.A. one time during the great Chaitanya Charitamrita marathon. And I was innocently walking down the street, and Jadarani came out. He says, "Hey, you, come here. We need someone to pose." So I posed for many pictures. So one of them was Lord Chaitanya. Other was Gadadhar Pandit fainting. She didn't like the way I fainted. I had to do that several times. And the Buddhist priest who bought the unmentionable things to Mahaprabhu, and the eagle dropped it on his head, so I was the Buddhist priest. There's an old man with a cane behind. That was me. Mahaprabhu came to Nandagam. He saw the deities inside the cave. He was caressing the body of Nandalala. That was me. Anyway, this was my tiny, insignificant part in the great Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then finally he said, oh, he's the temple president in Portland, you know. He said, oh, sorry, Prabhu. I said, no, I told Jadamari, no, I'm very happy to be part of the great Chaitanya Charitamrita marathon that is so pleasing to Prabhupada. So that was my tiny part. So anyway, Mahaprabhu sent him back. Finally we know Mahaprabhu ended his pastimes entering into the body of Tota Gopinath. And we've heard, at least I always heard from my beginning of my Krishna consciousness, that Gadadhar Pandit was worshipping the deity, and after Mahaprabhu disappeared, finally he became so old that he couldn't put the garland. His back was bent. So one day he opened the curtain and Tota Gopinath sat down. So this is the only deity of Radha and Krishna in the whole world where you see Krishna is playing his flute in sitting position, sitting in lotus position. But one year I went for the Puri Kshetra Prakrama with our... who's our Uriya Sannyasi? Bhakti Purushottam. Somehow, since COVID, my brain is funny. Sometimes I forget silly things. Bhakti Purushottam Swami. So he told us a different story. Because he said that Gadadhar Pandit and Mahaprabhu were practically the same age. So he wasn't very old when Mahaprabhu left. But he couldn't bear the separation. He died. Or disappeared, actually, we should say. And the seva was given over to our famous Mamu Thakur. He used to eat all the... sneakily eat the remnants of the Vaishnavas. And he was quite old. So it was Mamu Thakur. He couldn't put the garland anymore. And Tota Gopinath sat down. So this is what Bhakti Purushottam Swami, who's Oriya, so he told us this history. Anyway, this Tota Gopinath is very, very enchanting deity, worshipped by Srila Gadadhar Pandit. Srila Gadadhar Pandit ki! So today is also the holy disappearance day of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. We can't even begin to imagine the debt that we owe to Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. Because it was his vision. He was the first one in our Gaudiya Sampradaya to preach in another a language outside of India. And even wrote books in English, because that was the... somehow or other this language has become the world language. Though it's a Mlecha language. Somehow this is the world language. Although Prabhupada on his... one time on morning walk he said that... he said English is for talking to horses. Ho! He! Ha! Is it German... is for talking to dogs. Hut! Halt! What is that? You know, sits! It's like when I was in Colombia, our temple was just one and a half blocks below the police academy. And we met the guy who trained the German shepherds, the police dogs. And they train them, although it's a Spanish country, they train them with German commands. Because you say to a dog, siéntate, he'll just wag his tail and smile at you. But if you say, zitz, oh, that he can understand. So they train them with German commands. And he said, French, that is for talking to women. Parlez-vous français? So, how did we get off on that? Anyway, Bhaktivinoda, we were talking about English. Anyway, somehow English became the world language. So, in fact, he wrote one book, Lord Chaitanya's Life and Precepts. And that book ended up in McGill University in 1896, the birth year of Srila Prabhupada. So he preached in English, he wrote books in English, he wanted that the message of Mahaprabhu go all over the world, he even got a son to help him do this work. There's interesting history. He even had one German sannyasi. I can't remember his name right now, but I see this. He was in a concentration camp, but somehow or other, somebody was there who preached to him, and he understood Gaudiya philosophy. He became a sannyasi. I just can't remember his name just now. So, this was his desire that this Krishna consciousness be spread all over the world. Just like I wrote one poem, what is that? If Chaitanya is Lord of all, then let all lands hear his call. So, Bhaktisiddhanta tried, but it was actually Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada who actually fulfilled that desire. And if we study the Krishna consciousness movement, you study the books and teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you can see that this whole Krishna consciousness movement is based on the teachings and methods of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we're only sitting here on this holy day, this Amavasya day of Jaisth Maina, in this holy land of Sri Vrindavan, seeing the beautiful deities of Sri Sri Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radhasham, Sri Ladita. This is all the incredible mercy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That such persons as ourselves are here. And some person who was born in a Mlecha family, eating meat from the beginning of his life, doing all types of sinful activities, am able to sit here and glorify Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is the unimaginable debt that we owe to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he showed Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had, how many children was it? 12 or 13 something, I can't remember. So he's... although he's called the seventh Goswami, he was a householder. But still he found time to preach Krishna consciousness, write so many books. Many of the songs that our Srila Prabhupada used to be very anxious to chant were written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He wrote so many books. Still he had time to raise a wonderful Vaishnava family. And he was very intelligent fellow. He started out very simply. He was born in very opulent circumstances in Ulagram. But somehow or other, the family fell in hard times. If you study Bhaktivinoda's life, life was not handed to him on a silver platter. He had to face so many problems. And still he pushed on. It's like we see so many examples, just like our Jayapataka Swami. So many problems, still he's somehow pushing on. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he suffered from so many diseases. We heard that when they arranged that sabha, that meeting to discuss the position of Brahmins and Vaishnavas, Bhaktivinoda was unable to attend. Bhaktisiddhanta was... sent instead. He sent his son instead. So he suffered from so many things. And he was a householder, raising so many children. Nowadays they make this false, bogus propaganda. Our two, we two. Now they're saying our two, our one. They want to stop us from having children. They want us to murder the children in the womb. But Bhaktivinoda, he had so many children, still he found time to spread Krishna consciousness. He's an amazing personality. And in so many ways he's amazing, because he started out very simple as a teacher. I think I read in Rupa Lala's book, his salary was 22 rupees a month. Can you imagine living on 22 rupees a month? You can just imagine how much. Prabhupada said, even in Prabhupada's time, 1 rupee bought a kilo of ghee. How much is ghee now? I don't know. A kilo of real ghee. How much? What is it, 125 or something? 500 rupees. My goodness, I'm way out of touch. But Prabhupada said, those days, 1 rupee bought a whole kilo of ghee. Now you have to spend 500. And even don't know that it's ghee. When I first came to India, they used to advertise Deshi ghee. Now what else will it be? Where else are you going to get ghee? From the local cows, right? So the big sign would all be, before it was just ghee, then they made it Deshi ghee. Then they wrote Shud Deshi ghee, pure Deshi ghee. And as things went on, after several years, then it became 100% Shud Deshi ghee. And you know 100% that it may not even be ghee. What to speak of Shud Deshi. So you have, and now everybody has money, but it doesn't buy anything. They're still the same. Everybody's thinking, if I get lots of money, I'll be happy. But with 1 rupee, you bought a kilo of ghee. Now with 500, you can't even buy a kilo of pure ghee. So he started off life as a teacher. Gradually he was posted in different places. But because of his honesty and his incredible ability, finally he became the district magistrate of Puri. You can just imagine, district magistrate, those times, those posts were only, because this is British rule was here, those were only posts given to Britishers. But they respected Bhaktivinoda so much that even they made him the district magistrate of Puri. Because he was very, very... So you can imagine, he's district magistrate, we can imagine. Just to run one temple, we're breaking our brain. We have 3 temple presidents. Just to be the district magistrate of Puri, you can just imagine the politics in Puri. We can't even begin to imagine. We're just bungling around with the politics here in this tiny little temple. We can't imagine. And still, he wrote so many books and he preached Krishna consciousness. In fact... There's interesting story as he was magistrate of Puri. There was one, just like nowadays, there's so many incarnations of God. Prabhupada said there's a factory in India, they print out these incarnations of God and export them all over the world. I can remember one time, just after the opening of Krishna Balaram Mandir, we were walking on with Srila Prabhupada on what is now the Bhaktivinoda Swami Marg. Those days we call Chattikara Road. And Prabhupada was talking just how sinful the modern people are. He says they want to kill the child in the womb. Just imagine, he said. Prabhupada said, so sinful. For this type of activity, one will take birth, be scraped out of the womb, will put into another womb, scraped out. For many, many wombs he will go before seeing the light of day. He said, this is so simple. He said, everyone remembers their mother with great affection. We all feel great, more than our father was sort of strict, but our mother we all remember with great affection. But still, we've taken shelter in some mother's womb, and she just scrapes us out. Just imagine how sinful. The problem was going on. This is so sinful. Yeah? He said this contraception also so sinful. Just like I'm living in an apartment. I have paid the rent. I have the legal document. And you come and throw me out. It is illegal. I have the document. I'm meant to live here in this apartment. But you have thrown me out. It is illegal. I will call the police. You will be arrested. Or I have the agreement. I tried to move into the apartment and you stop me. It is illegal. By my karma, I have purchased this womb, but you're not allowing me to come. It is illegal. Prabhupada was very heavily on this point. And then he became quiet and he was walking. And there was one Indian gentleman on the walk and he said, Swamiji, there was one, we won't mention names, there was some 16-year-old avatar. He fell down with his secretary. So his mother, who previously was the mother of God, anyway, somehow she denounced him. And they came in the newspapers. His mother's denounced this fellow. And Prabhupada sort of grunted. And they're walking, and he said, practically she has finished him. And Prabhupada turned around with a big impish smile. A big impish smile. She should have finished him in the womb. So anyway, there was this incarnation of God named Bhishikena. And he was even performing Rasalila with the wives of many respectable people. So they became upset. And he was telling he was going to drive the British out of English, out of India. So this was a big problem for the British. They knew Bhaktivinoda could handle it. But Bhaktivinoda didn't handle them on their behalf. That anyone who tries to usurp the position of God, he's a rascal. So he had all types of mystic powers, and sparks came from his... He had matted hair on top of his head, and sparks would come out, and so many things. And they sent Bhaktivinoda, went with a police party. He said, Kedarnath, I know who you are and why you've come. He was sitting in the back of the assembly, but he immediately pointed him out. He said, Kedarnath, I know who you are and why you've come. So he told the police constables to arrest him. The immediately sparks started coming out of his hair and so many things. So the Bhaktivinoda himself grabbed that fellow and dragged him to the city and had him thrown in jail. And then while he was in jail, his whole family became sick. This huge fever, no doctors could understand. And they're all begging him, please let him go, we're all going to die. And I said, we may all die, but I will never accept anyone except Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you see the pictures of Bhaktivinoda at that time, robust. He had this wonderful hat and this very beautiful coat, very striking. Even he was lying on his bed. And then came the time to sentence this fellow. Well, first of all, the time was coming, everybody was waiting, Bhaktivinoda was lying in bed, deathly sick. Somehow he got up, got dressed, he burst into the courtroom, he sat down and sentenced him to jail. The guards went after him. Then he had already told one guard, you take some scissors and cut off his hair, because it's said that the yogis, they put all their shakti inside their hair, so the one British fellow, he chopped off all the hair of the yogi and he just completely fell down and was dragged to jail, and eventually he even died in jail. I said, this is our Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he's written so many beautiful songs. He was a householder, magistrate, householder, so many things. And he's written one song, one of my favorite songs, Godruma Bhajan Upadesh. Every time around Gaur Purnima, I would try to learn another verse. There's like, I can't remember how many, but 22 verses or something. But the first line is Yadi te hari parasa roja sudam rasa pana param vidayam satasam parivritya griham kalibhava mayam bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. Maja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Maja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Bidum is another word for the moon. Baja Godhrama, one of the beautiful islands of Navadvipa is called Baja Godhrama Kanana, the forest. We know Nandakana, the Godhrama Kanana. Kunja, the kunjas of the forest, Bidum. Just worship that golden moon of the forest of the kunjas of Godhrama. He says, Yadi te hari paja, if te, you, Yadi te hari pada, the lotus feet of Hari, Yadi hari pada saroja sudam. Saroj means lotus, who's drinking the, who's born from the water, saroja. He's born from the water, that's lotus. Saroja sudam, that nectar. Yadi te hari pada saroja sudam rasa panaparam vidayam satatam rasa, that rus, that nectar, the nectar of that rus. Vidayam satatam, always within your heart. Vidayam satatam pana, you want to relish. Sometimes it's translated as drink, but pana has the import of relishing. If you want to relish, always within your heart. Parivritya griham kalibhava mayam. He says, you give up this griha. That is the kalibhava mayam, that is full with kalibhav. Baja godhruma kanana kunya bidhan. So this seems opposite. He was a householder with so many children. But it depends on how, if you understand English grammar, if you say kali parivritya griham kalibhava mayam, which is full of kalibhav, that means that household life is full of kalibhav. But if you say that instead of that, that, this is the English grammar, that means which. You say pali, if you specifically, otherwise you say which, it means all householder life is full of kalibhav. But you say that, then you mean you give up that life that is full, that householder life that is full of kalibhav. Otherwise, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had such a wonderful son who inspired our Srila Prabhupada and inspired so many young men. Everybody was aspiring for this and that and so many things, and even Subhash Chandra Bose tried to come and tell Bhaktivinoda, you have so many young men, give me some. And he said, you're just, what if, he said, told him, he said, now you're an Indian, what if somehow tomorrow by the laws of karma you're born as a Britisher? Will you fight for Indian independence or oppose it? And he was shocked. He said, you're worried about one small tiny group of people called Indians. I'm worried about the entire, every living entity in the universe. So you don't touch these boys. Hare Krishna Maharaj. He left. So, he had such a wonderful son. So you give up that particular type of householder life that is full of kalibhav. Otherwise, if your householder life is centered on Krishna, then no need to give it up. Just like we know the story of, there was one fellow named Chaitanya Das who lived somewhere north of Mayapur, above even Katwa. And he was always hearing the glories of Nimai. So he wanted to go there to Mayapur. On his way, he passed through Katwa. When he got to Katwa, he heard that Nimai is there in the ashram of Keshav Bharati. He's going to take sannyas. And he came there to the ashram. And he saw everybody was crying. Even the barber couldn't cut the hair. He was crying and crying. Mahaprabhu forced him to chop his hair. Forced him. Beautiful picture in Amaya Nimai Mandir of this painting. Everybody's crying, and the barber, what am I doing? He's got the scissors there. Mahaprabhu's forcing him to cut. And then Kesha Bharati gave him the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And as soon as this devotee heard that, he just began saying, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He walked all the way back to his home. Now no need to go to Mayapur. He's left Mayapur. He went back to his home and he was chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya. His wife saw him like that. He was rolling on the ground. She fell on the ground and grabbed his feet and began to roll with him and also chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. His son came. He saw mother and father like this. He grabbed their both feet and began to roll on the ground. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. His name, because of this, his name became Chaitanya Das. But anyway, if your household or life is like that, then no use to give it up. Parivritta Griham Kaliba, that particular type of household or life that is full of Kaliba, if you give that, then you can relish. So this was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision to create a society where everyone is serving the Supreme Personality, husband, wife, child, everyone together is serving the Sri Krishna. So this movement is based on the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur like that. And we know that finally, although he was there and Puri is a grand city, is a very prestigious position to be the district magistrate of Puri, he managed to correct many things that were out of order in the temple administration. Even he caught the king embezzling funds. So many things are there. But he was always begging the government to shift him to somewhere near Mayapur, Krishnanagar, somewhere. This tiny little town, Krishnanagar, was an insignificant little town in those days. So they refused, so finally he threatened to resign, so then they posted him in Krishnanagar. But every minute he would go to Mayapur, and then he would study the old maps and hear from the old sadhus, because nobody knew the Ganga had shifted so many times. And he understood that the present town of Navadvip was only 100 years old. And Mahaprabhu had appeared 300 or 400 years before at that time. So he found the old maps and he found so much evidence that the house of the, they found the ruins of the house of the Qazi. It was on the same side as we now call Mayapur. And so many things. And Balal Sain's ruins they also found. So many things, so many evidence they found. And then finally, he found some old saints who were worshipping a certain place in Mayapur where only Tulsi trees were going. It belonged to a Muslim, but they were upset with this place because only Tulsi grew. You couldn't grow rice. So he suspected this place, so he brought Jagannath Das Babaji, who was like 130 years old. He couldn't even walk. They had to carry him in a basket. You see all the pictures of Jagannath Das Babaji, like on our altar here. His back was completely bent. He had to, his servant, Bihari Das, had to open up his eyes like this. So he came to that spot. And as soon as Bihari Das showed him the spot, although he had to be carried in a basket, he leapt so many feet into the air. He left so many feet in the air. He said, this is the place. Therefore, in our what is that? Jagannath Das Babaji's Gora Bhava Bhumis Twam Nirdesta Sajanapriya. He revealed the place of the Dhammasthan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktivinoda, he had such evidence. There's this tiny little place just across from the Yogapit. You see, Sri Mayapur Post Office. So what? But the British had enough faith in his evidence that they named that post office Mayapur. This is the and that place Mayapur. Although on the other side of the river they have another place that they call the original Mayapur. This is the original Mayapur, Bhaktivinoda. We are indebted to Bhaktivinoda. He found the original place. And he also came here to Braj. We know Braj is filled with dacoits, and we know how dangerous it is to deal here, especially with the dacoits. And that time, somehow, there was a very famous dacoit, but Bhaktivinoda came, and he saw that these people were coming to Braj and being plundered. The people didn't want to come to Braj. They didn't want to come to Vrindavan. So by his influence, he was a district magistrate, he used his influence and he managed to get all these dacoits, at that time anyway, driven out. Because now they've been replaced by monkeys. But then he established the Navadvip Mandal Prikrama. He said, by this Prikrama, the whole world will be blessed. Bhakti, we're so indebted to Bhakti, just as you start thinking about it. Even bought a little place in Radhakun. What is that? Because his house in Godroom, if you've ever looked, it says Swananda Sukhada Kunj. But if you see the sign on his house in Radhakun, it's Braja Swananda Sukhada Kunj. This is house in Radhakun. And finally he retired through there in Godroop, and he had the vision. He looked across the river. You can go there to his house and you can open the window and look out, and across the Jalangi you can see Mayapur. This Adbhut Mandir. He said he saw this Adbhut Mandir. He saw this vision. So this was all Bhaktivinoda's vision. And Srila Prabhupada fulfilled that vision. That Bhut Mandir and huge city based on the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is rising out of the rice paddy fields. This was Bhaktivinoda's vision, even then. But nobody could imagine. They thought Mahaprabhu appeared to save everybody in Nadia. Or maybe all of Bengal. Or Orissa too. Orissa too is where the name might be spread. I wrote a poem. What is that? Some of them I thought that those who we saved in Nadia around, that certainly was all. Maybe in Bengal, that certainly was all. Orissa too, they said, is where the name might spread. But not not across the sea. But Thakur did not agree. And so he got a son to get this service done. So we're all sitting here relishing this wonderful atmosphere in Krishna Balaram Mandir. This is all our unimaginable debt at the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it's very strong. And actually, we're only here because of him. Because by Bhaktivinoda's time, Gaudiya Vaishnava had no standing whatsoever. Even today, people still, they're starting to understand. People are starting to understand. Even Bhaktivinoda had the pastime, because he's one of the eternal associates of the Lord. But he had this pastime of all his material knowledge, and then somehow or other, by meeting Bipin Goswami, he began to understand the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Then he wanted a copy of the Bhagavatam. He couldn't find it. Chaitanya Charitamrita, he couldn't find. Finally, he studied these things. He managed to get copies. And he said, if you put all the knowledge of the world on one side of a scale and put this Chaitanya Charitamrita on the other side, Chaitanya Charitamrita will outweigh all the knowledge. But people were misusing Mahaprabhu's, just like this Bhishikena doing Ras Lila, just like Prabhupada warned us, so many people here in Braj are keeping so many girlfriends. They look like monkey. You see the monkey very now. So he's naked. He's living in a tree. But he's having so many girlfriends. They're telling you to understand the relation of Radha and Krishna. You have to have your sakhi and so many. So people, this is just an excuse for illicit sex life. People had no respect whatsoever. It's still hard to get respect because of that damage that was done. But Bhaktivinoda, he rescued the pure teachings of Mahaprabhu. and establish them within this world, just like Rupa Goswami. We pray Rupa Goswami. He establishes the pure nectarine teachings of Mahaprabhu and show the real glory of the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. Even I saw one photo that this the late Pejavar Swami, they celebrated, they had a celebration for Gaur Purnima in what is it? Where's Madhva Sampradaya? Udupi. And when one time I finally visited Sri Rangam, Krishna and Balaram, they never let me go south. But somehow I went to south. But he said, then what will you see? In one temple I'm sleeping this way, other temple I'm looking to the south. Another temple you have to make appointment in office and meet me in the office. Luckily I went to Tirupati with the brother of the mayor of Tirupati. So when I came there, everybody else, they were just pushing them like this. You stand there, you take darshan, poop. They pushed me toward the Lord. Everybody else was pushing away from the Lord. They pushed me. So I was standing there taking darshan of this wonderful Tirupati Balaji, you know. And I thought, well, I shouldn't stay here too long. I tried to move away. They pushed me back. Three times they pushed me back. Then they said, all right, you can go. Here we come before the Lord. We dance, we chant, we read, we sing, we have classes. He said, what were you doing south, you know? Vrindavan's so wonderful. But somehow I went to south and I found that one of the acharyas there, he's having classes every day on Chaitanya Charitamrita and preaching very boldly that the dispensation for this age is chanting of the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even Murlidhar, who's a descendant of Venkata Bhatta, he says, we're the Gaudiya Sri Sampradaya. We're Gaudiya Sri Vaishnavas. So this is all due to the great mercy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions? So there's no questions. We'll all fall at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of Srila Gadadhar Pandit, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and our own dear Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.